This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A group that oversees mental health services in Boone County is considering merging into another city or county institution. As KBIA's Andrew Gibson reports, the Boone County Mental Health Board has suffered from sporadic meeting attendance and failed attempts to create a community health fund.
Boone County's Mental Health Board met earlier this month to decide whether it should consider merging with Columbia's Board of Health or the Columbia Substance Abuse Advisory Commission. But there weren't enough members present for an official vote. Instead, the board decided its chair, Michelle Kennett, should send a letter asking the Board of Health to absorb the Mental Health Board. Boone County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Mike Crone served on the Mental Health Board until January. He says the board has the right intentions, but says work demands prevented him and others from attending some meetings.
That's the same struggle I think probably every board has. I don't think that the Mental Health Board is unique in that endeavor and those trials.
A perceived lack of community support has also troubled the board. Creating county mental health funds was considered a key part of the 1990 state bill that established mental health boards. But Boone County voters in 1994 rejected a property tax to raise money for that purpose. Karen Miller is the Boone County Southern District Commissioner and the county's liaison to the Mental Health Board. She says the stigma attached to mental illness makes it a tough sell among voters, especially when local budgets are pressed.
There are just so many needs in the community.
A board member speaking anonymously says she's frustrated with what she calls a lack of political will on the board to create a community mental health fund. The Board of Health says it's awaiting a letter from the Mental Health Board concerning its future. Andrew Gibson, KBIA News.
The Missouri Republican Party has rescheduled the controversial St. Charles County Caucus. The caucus was originally scheduled for March 17th at a gymnasium in St. Peter's, but was abandoned when it turned chaotic over rules and decisions made at the caucus. The caucus system has been reinstated and was last used in 1996. It is not sitting well with some Missouri Congress members. Missouri House Representative from St. Peter's, Doug Funderburk, has some strong words regarding the caucus system.
I don't think you're going to see the caucus process for presidential elections in Missouri again, not on the Republican side anyway.
Chairman of the Missouri GOP, David Cole, will be chairing the new caucus, which will be held April 10th at 7 p.m. at the St. Charles County Convention Center. The Jefferson City Memorial Airport has received a grant that will offset the operating costs and is applying for a second grant to pay for the resurfacing of the main runway. The first grant has been approved by the federal government and MoDOT for $86,000. The Missouri Department of Transportation is applying for a second grant totaling $1.6 million to pay for the resurfacing of the main runway. Director of Operations for the Department of Public Works, Britt Smith, says the second grant is needed for maintenance that is overdue.
Costs would go for improvements to the surface of our existing runway. The existing runway surface that we have on our main runway is approximately 14 years old. Generally speaking, that asphalt surface is, they recommend replacing about every 12 years or so.
The Jefferson City Memorial Airport is the third busiest airport out of the metropolitan area in Missouri. Smith says the airport near the state capitol allows people to fly into and out of the area with ease. A third bill has been filed this year that would raise Missouri's cigarette tax. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The latest bill would raise the state's cigarette tax from 17 cents per pack to $1.095 per pack, but would also rise or fall based on the national average cigarette tax. And it would require a statewide voter referendum. It's sponsored by Democrat Jeanette Mott Oxford of St. Louis.
I can't see how in the world it would hurt business in any way in this state. What it would do is it would mean a lot of children stop smoking, and what it would do is it would mean that a lot of pregnant women stop smoking, because that's been the experience in other states.
Other bills to raise the state's cigarette tax have been filed by lawmakers from both parties, but most GOP leaders and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon remain opposed to any tax hike. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
An ambulance service in Mexico, Missouri, has halted construction on a new building because of what it is calling unfit infrastructure. KBIA's Marielle Seidman-Gaddy reports.
Audrain Ambulance District Administrator Kevin Payne says ongoing sewer issues have put construction of the new district building at a standstill. He says he was aware of minor flooding issues when purchasing the property, but since then, problems have been discovered that bring building costs to about $300,000. Mexico Wastewater Superintendent Rick Dunker says his department recently repaired a manhole leaking sewage on the property, but he says the repair resolved the issue.
As far as the facilities, the sewer facilities, there's no reason for them to not build there. part of the problem might be with the process that they went through to select that site. They may not have done quite as much investigation as they should have.
Mexico's wastewater department had already been conducting an evaluation of the sewage system in the area that includes the ambulance district property. Dunker says Mexico has a history of rainwater runoff contaminating its sewer system. Payne says the manhole repair at the property was only a temporary fix, and sewage will continue to appear until the underlying issue is resolved.
Per our engineer's numbers and the way that the system is set up, it will never hold down there until they fix the system. So they need to fix the system in order for that not to happen again. It will happen again.
Payne says for now he will begin looking for a new site for the facility and plans on selling the site after the sewage issue is resolved. Marielle Seidman-Gaddy, KBIA News.
A 64-year-old man has died in an explosion and fire at a St. Joseph duplex. The St. Joseph News Press reports that firefighters responded to the blaze around 4:45 a.m. on Sunday. An inspector estimated damages at up to $100,000. The cause of the explosion and fire is under investigation. The name of the victim was not released on Sunday morning. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.